Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Santa Claus, yep. Come Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
A week and a day from now, this will be reality because Santa will be on his way a week from tomorrow because Christmas is on Sunday the 25th. Today is Friday the 16th. Welcome to our discussion of what's going on around the world, up the street, the information and the issues of the day, comments from intelligentsia like Jay Kirshner, the intelligent, yes. I'm fairly intelligent. She's really intelligent. And when I kind of slip up, when Jennifer's here, she does the same thing. You know, it's, there's sometimes corrections to be had because the ladies think that I stretch the truth sometimes. But as you probably recognize, if you listen to me for any great degree of any length of time, I have a different way of looking at the world. And so it's acceptable for me to present to you different ways of thinking about even conventional issues.
Got it?
Huh? Right. Listen. Got to get things, we got to get our minds all, we don't have to be on the same page. We want to share thoughts, we want to share trends, tidbits of news and stuff, but we don't want to tell you what to think. Happy to tell you what we think, you figure it out for yourself. And that's the problem with a lot of radio and television. They don't want you to think, they want you to think what they think. So it doesn't help the situation much.
Yeah, there's always an agenda.
Yeah, there is. Okay, so my agenda is to bring you good news. I suppose this would be considered good news if it perhaps could happen in America. This would be swell. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the country of New Zealand passing legislation yesterday which completely bans all smoking, cigarettes, etc., for future generations. So, what that means is anybody who's born after 2008 in New Zealand will never, ever, ever be able to buy any tobacco products in New Zealand. Hooray for them. Hip, hip, hooray. So what does that mean? The number of people able to buy tobacco there shrinks every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you, let's see here, 2050, 40-year-olds will be too young to buy any smokes. The health minister who introduced the bill said it was, quote, a step toward a smoke-free future in New Zealand. Anybody who's been to New Zealand knows that it's a healthy place, a beautiful place, and there's nothing worse anywhere. Some beautiful ride in the country and some butthole throws a butt out the window onto the roadway. Or worse still, when you're walking down a street in some community, somebody's been smoking, they throw their butts down. Mm-hmm. It's gross.
Well, for non-smokers, it's a lot. And a lot of people think, well, what I'm doing to my body, I'm not affecting you. Secondhand smoke, there's even third-hand smoke studies are now showing.
Very bad.
You remember way back in the day, and you'd go to a restaurant, and they'd ask it, do you want the smoking or non-smoking section?
Airplane,
the
same thing.
Were only divided by, like, a little barrier that didn't even go all the way up to the ceiling.
It's not nonsense. And there's been plenty of research that suggests, and I'm one of those who was researched, frankly. I grew up around smoke, and it sure as heck didn't do me any good. So anyway, these people in the government in New Zealand say their research shows thousands of people will live much longer and healthier lives. The health system in New Zealand will save $3 billion a year because people won't need the help, the treatment, if you will, from illnesses that have been caused by smoking. You've got to be dull not to realize that even if you haven't got an education, you puff that stuff and bring it into your body. What do you think it's going to do for your lungs, your teeth, your organs? All that stuff gets into your bloodstream and is carried about. It's a killer. So right now, New Zealand has an 8% factor in terms of adults that smoke. The smoke-free environmental bill is what it's called. And what they're aiming for is to reduce the number to 5% in the next 5 years. The eventual aim is to eliminate the practice altogether. Introduce this bill in America. Please, please, please. There is so much power from the lobbyists, from the Philip Morrises of the world and the P. Laurelards and all the companies that make the death sticks. And some of you that may work for these companies, well, they're good jobs. Growing tobacco is good. No, it's not. It's even bad for the soil. Anyway, so the nicotine in the air there will be reduced to non-addictive levels. As a matter of fact, they're doing that. They're requiring that of the people who make the tobacco products. Retailers who target and sell these things in certain areas will be, it looks like they're going to have a hard time being able to get to that. The government's going to be all over them. So it'll change life expectancy charts. That's a pretty up by 19% over the next. Yeah, how about that? Right? The new legislation doesn't ban vape, which is kind of surprising because that's worse than tobacco. It's become popular among younger generations.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people forget how thick that oil is that you're inhaling. It coats the lungs.
Covers up the cilia in your lungs that is responsible for the exchange of the oxygen back and forth into your bloodstream. So there are some critics of the bill, and you can imagine there are, there's one party that has 10 seats in Parliament. They said the policy will lead to a black market. Okay, so you put law enforcement on that. Now you can say, well, it didn't work very well in California. California has a huge black market in marijuana products, and yeah, it has been a problem.
Probably not even so much anymore because they took away that power by making it legal.
Yeah, but they still are cheaper. The legal stuff is legal, and it's more expensive because of the things they have to go through in order to make the stuff legal. So if you don't have to make it legal and you just grow pot in your backyard or the back 40 or whatever it is and you do all the production yourself and you make the product yourself, you sell it on the streets like any other drug, then hello, welcome to the world of the wise guys. All right? And that's kind of what it is, the world of the wise guys. All right, so now I think what I ought to do is bring you up to speed on what we're doing with people who have had the struggles. Now is the time for you to come to the aid of your own company by getting in touch with COVIDpayment.com. The good news is that the feds, with your money, have set aside funds in that CARES Act to reward you if you stayed open during the pandemic. COVID, bad news for everybody. We know that. Well, this is some good news for small, medium-sized businesses. These are not loans. You don't have to pay it back. So if you want the inside scoop, you go to COVIDpayment.com. And if you got more than 5 employees, you're on track for Fat City, I don't know, $26,000 per employee, that'll help you. Maybe it isn't going to make you fat. It's just going to help you keep your business going. So $26,000, that's the number, up to that number, per employee. Again, go to COVIDpayment, one word, COVIDpayment.com. You're going to answer a few simple questions, and then the accounting and tax folks that are there will do all the rest of the work. These are all people that have been involved in the tax system, mostly IRS people, people that work for the departments that did come up with these plans. That's why they do all the work and know what they're doing. They get paid a percentage of the funds when the money comes through by you, for you. The company can qualify for the fast cash option as well, where you get your funds in less than 45 days. So no matter what your business, if you're like me, a small business person, you run a restaurant maybe you run a construction company, and maybe you run a nonprofit, maybe you have a church, whatever. Take advantage of the circumstances that are before you right now by going to COVIDpayment.com. Help yourself to $26,000 per employee with COVIDpayment.com.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, bum, bum, bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
All right, so here we are at 18 after the hour, listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I thought this was pretty interesting, the story about nuclear fission that's popped up this week. And the question comes as to how long it will be until this breakthrough discovery powers everything in your home. By the way, today is Friday, December 16th. I think they said that earlier. The science group at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory has made some history this week by producing a nuclear fusion reaction that results in a net energy gain, which is a big breakthrough, landmark achievement. So the feds, this is because people are so kind of clocked into clean energy, and that's not a bad thing at all. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. I've always thought nuclear power ought to be used more, but then you have the environmental cuckoos who are saying, this is terrible. It's not any worse than trying to figure out what to do with the batteries that come out of Tesla's cars. It's the same thing. It's a horror show. So anyway, this fusion process, man-made, replicates the same energy that powers the sun. Think about that. Nuclear fusion happens when two or more atoms are fused into one large one, process that generates a massive, massive, massive amount of energy. And so the science community around the world, looking into this for a long time, ever since the nuclear or the atom bomb in World War II, Oppenheimer and that bunch, hoping to recreate it with a new source that provides limitless carbon-free energy without the nuclear waste. See, that's what's different. That's what's good about this, right?
Think about this. This is like things that we watched in movies from decades ago about, like, it's going to happen in the future, and now it's like the future is now.
Future's here. Several projects here in our country and in Europe. France has the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor. Say that fast. And other countries, Japan, South Korea. So good luck to all of us when it comes to something like that, because that sounds like it would be very good and positive news for the world. 21 after, this is a good day.
Bro.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Howdy Doody! Oh, that's the name of a famous television program, but probably none of the three of us that are here, I'm the only one who knows who Howdy Doody was.
I know what you're talking about. I was too young to watch it, but good I'm familiar.
Yes, you were. All right. Okay, let's move into celebrity news, gossip, social media, trending things, and analysis of what happened to Chris Noth a year after he was... Well, he wasn't charged. That's the whole point of this focus. Allegations against him, but no charges. His career ruined. Let's talk about that and public pressure and news media pressure that is unwarranted, untold, unfair after this. All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you. This is one of the outrages of the year as far as I'm concerned. I've always been a fan of Chris Noth ever since he was a young 20-something actor who showed up as Logan on the first edition of Law & Order, the first franchise that came from Dick Wolf 20, almost 30 years ago. And he was a young detective. Everybody liked his personality, and he went on to be in other Dick Wolf productions. He started as basically a Broadway kid, acting in plays and stuff, to the point where now he owns a Broadway theater and produces, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff that gets produced in his theater, including things that he's done. He's been doing that, but nobody else will hire him, because when you go back to December of last year, when Noth and his wife attended a premiere of And Just Like That, this was a big sequel. Remember Sex and the City? He was Mr. Big.
This was huge, and his character was always set to die, but his character was also supposed to have more to do with the season, and he was promptly edited out. He was fired from the Equalizer. There was the Peloton commercial that he was in that was immediately yanked, and two women came forward first in the Hollywood Reporter with the allegations, and a total of five have made these allegations. Gloria Allred represents one of them, but no legal charges have been filed. No civil action has been pursued. And Gloria Allred had pointed out that the absence of a police report or civil lawsuit is not proof that the accusations are false, and there are many
reasons. Doesn't prove that they're true.
Forward.
Yeah.
But this just also goes to show guilty
You're guilty before proven innocent.
Yes.
Right. The opposite of what our system is supposed to stand for. The Adult Survivors Act in New York, accusers can decide to file a lawsuit later on. So that's the theory that comes from some of them as to why it hasn't been in this past year a priority to file against him. You know, this is crap. It's BS. No, should be exonerated and move on.
We don't know. That's the thing. We don't know.
I think we're, in this case, where there's no smoke, there's no fire. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppy. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A bill to end the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the military and provide nearly $858 billion for national defense passes the Senate on Thursday and now goes to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. Lawmakers increased the budget by roughly 10% over last year's numbers. Three men were sentenced Thursday to serve a minimum of 7 to 12 years in prison for charges related to plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jury determined that the three men, founders of the Wolverine Watchmen Militia, helped train others to kidnap the Democrat governor. Joseph Morrison announces his regret in court Thursday.
I made mistakes. I acted recklessly and carelessly with my words. I got around the wrong people. I fed off their energy. I regret that I ever let hate, fear, and anger into my heart the way I did.
Lance Pryde, USA News.
And now a small business setback, as assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the air first in 1965, about the time this song was recorded by Johnny Mathis, who was one of the big M.O.R. artists at the time. Nobody knows what M.O.R. means, probably, but me, who's listening. M.O.R. means middle of the road. So the stations that played middle of the road music played little of everything. But there was never any raucous rock. It was stuff like that. And then at Christmas time, of course, we all had license to play whatever and anything that was Christmassy, and so we did. But we were in those days allowed to pick our own music, so a lot of Johnny Mathis stuff and the Ronettes and the things like that that made me feel good. And subsequently, when you are interpreting, no matter what it is, as you do a radio program like this, still today, the mood of the hosts like Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, as it comes across on the radio, is going to become your mood. That's kind of the whole psychology of doing this, whether you realize it or not. If we're doing a good job keeping you thinking or keeping you happy or whatever it is, then you're going to react well to it.
And that's, you know, I think that's kind of the cool thing about being able to do this. Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. And like whenever you're listening, and even on TV, when you see people fighting with each other, it's just like, how can it not kind of feel like it's stressing you out? Or when you feel like the person is yelling at you, that's too much.
Yeah. I don't want to be listening to somebody yelling and screaming about stuff. Yeah, thank you. Let's have a good day. All right, here's some good news for those of you good dayers who love this sort of thing. This is the story of an end-of-the-year bonus thing. You know, that's all being announced pretty much between now and the end of the year. Bonuses, if they can apply or they can be worked out, if the company's had a good year, then companies like this landscape outfit, which has given employees millions of dollars. Rupert Landscaping is the name of the business. They gave bonuses this year between $7,000 to $200,000 to their employees as long as you'd been there a year.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, where is this? This is, they've got 1,200 workers. So this is a big company, Rupert Landscaping. The CEO is a guy named Craig Rupert. Collectively, isn't that amazing? The company has his name. Wow. With the size of the company, the people that are in the various positions, this guy is going to cough up $28 million for his employees. So if you go back in history to the early 1970s, this youngster, as a teenager, he began mowing lawns, his neighbor's yards, that sort of thing. How many of us did that when we were kids? I did. And then from that point, fast forward, early days, humble beginnings, he's grown his company dramatically, so now he has a lot of management people, they have big
this is
projects.
A company. This is not just some, like,
yeah, local show
one or two, no, yeah.
Right. Yeah, they serve commercial clients all over the nine states. This is a Western, I think, Midwestern outfit, 30 different locations, and they give a lot to charity as well. Well done. Good for you. Good for this guy. Yeah, I'm all about it. Let's have actually a thought as to how we could do that ourselves. Very cool. All right, so he's in the focus, Mr. Rupert. Other people in the news. Al Roker this week was surprised when he went back to the Today Show by that sweet serenade from the staffers. He was brought to tears. Some special Christmas carolers stopped by his home. And he did come back to appear on the Today Show, wasn't it? Or it was earlier this week, wasn't last week. Gave an update on how he's recovering.
Yeah, through video. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, yep. Al is 68 years old now, been a fixture there. It's interesting how these weather guys, think about anybody who has followed the Today Show for years knows how important the weather people are to the overall conduct of the program. Willard Scott became a household name. This guy was a weatherman in Washington. He was a morning show host on a radio station, WRC, in Washington for years. The guy named Ed Walker, they were called the Joy Boys. He got the job as Bozo the Clown. He was the first. There were Bozo the Clowns in every city in the 60s and 70s. Well, he was the first one. He was Bozo in Washington. He had the perfect physique for it. And he had the perfect personality. And so from that, he started doing the weather on the local NBC station in Washington, and that propelled him into the Today Show. Well, Al had a similar story. He worked in, and I'm trying to remember, I think it was in Texas. Don't hold me to that, but I think he started in Texas and then went up the ranks. A lot of weathermen have become much more than weathermen. Pat Sajak, an example, he was a weatherman on TV. David Letterman was a weatherman on TV.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Wasn't David Letterman also a mayor somewhere, or a governor? No, mayor?
Clint Eastwood was the mayor of his town out in Maricopa County. Malpaso County. Maricopa's in Arizona. Anyway, to focus on Al Roker for a second, he certainly was happy to get the love, choked up. He's walking with a cane. I don't think he looks good. But he says he's better.
Well, with all of his health struggles.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, and the David Letterman mayor thing. It was an Indianapolis mayor who declared David Letterman
dead. A citizen. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I knew there was something about David Letterman and a mayor. But, yeah, with Al Roker, oh, he was in the hospital for such a time, and then he was released, and then he had to go back, and all those blood clots. And
yeah.
That's scary. Blood clots are so scary.
Yeah. So Roker has been a weatherman on Today since 95. Whenever Willard Scott wasn't there, he would step in. And then Scott sort of semi-retired and kept doing the weather forecast from his farm down in Virginia. And then he stopped. I think it's been about 25 years that Roker's been the weatherman on the Today Show. So anyway, a well-wishing for those of you who like the Today Show. Frankly, I don't watch it because I'm doing a radio program at that time. But the Today Show, in my mind, has always been the best of the three. The CBS Morning News is a waste of time, and ABC is too political. Let's hear it for the Today Show from Doug Steffen's perspective anyway. All right, next name in the news is the mayor of Istanbul. Okay, yeah? Really? Ekrem İmamoğlu. Accused of offenses. He's been jailed in Turkey for insulting public officials.
Where they do not have freedom of speech.
Nope. None of that. Let's have none of that. Nobody's going to... I find this... Well, it's all the different cultures, right? This guy beat a candidate from a party in Turkey, and he has not been popular with the other side. So they do the same thing over there we do here, only it's a little more aggressive over there because we don't, the opposition party, even though they're trying to get Trump in jail, they're not having much success at doing it, and they're a little, I don't know if they're gentler, but it's not being as effective. This guy, the opposition party went after him, and now he's in jail.
Well, he called them fools, and apparently that was enough of a punishable offense.
Right.
And he doubled down on it, too.
How many times have Democrats called the Republicans fools over here or vice versa?
At the least. Come on. That's like the nicest thing people have ever said about each other.
Okay. Lesson to be learned there. As long as we're talking about politics here, the Prime Minister in New Zealand, we were talking about New Zealand and what a great place it is. And how you can, the first story in the last half hour, if you didn't hear it, you can catch it at gooddayshow.com because we play back the program every day, all day, the whole program. The focus on them eliminating tobacco products. Well, here's the Prime Minister of New Zealand who got caught swearing at a law. how many times has that happened here? Hot mic, got to remember the mic's always on. So Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern offered an apology after she was caught swearing on the hot mic. Right? She's a liberal. She didn't like the conservative, or this guy's actually a libertarian.
Called him David an arrogant Seymour. Expletive deleted.
Well, I think.
And that's the thing. Is she apologizing for calling this person that, or is she apologizing that it happened
caught.
On a hot mic?
Nah, she's apologizing because she asked.
Sorry, I got caught.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a story in today's Washington Post about the word she used begins with a P and ends with a K, and you can put the rest of the letters in. I think those things, we should be able to say those words on the air. Just because they're not our words, we're just talking about making comments about what other people say. We can't, but I would like to. If I was on Sirius, I could do that and get away with it.
Oh, you could say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. If you listen to Howard's program, he's not like he was when he was on the radio. It's all hanging out there, man.
Some of the music channels play unedited versions of the songs, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Bob Dylan did Lay Lady Lay. In the 70s, most of the radio stations wouldn't play it because they called it Lady. It was the same lyric line when you played it on the air, but you couldn't say Lay Lady Lay on the air. Couldn't. Like Johnny Carson could never talk when he first started the Tonight Show. He couldn't talk about what was going on in the bedroom. He couldn't. He mentioned the word pregnant or bedroom on the Tonight Show back in the 60s.
Well, don't you remember? And I Love Lucy when she was visibly pregnant, and but they never could say that word. And what show was it that was like groundbreaking because they were the first married couple to share a bed? It wasn't two separate beds on TV.
Oh, yeah, I forgot which one it is. Yeah, right.
It wasn't All in the Family. Was it All in the Family? I don't know. It was something, but, yeah, they couldn't even show them sharing a bed.
Yeah. All right, Dateline London. The police were called to an art gallery to rescue an unconscious woman. Well, it was okay because this was a sculpture of a woman. Very realistic. But caused a lot of confusion. Police broke down the doors at the museum after seeing what they thought was an unconscious woman slumped over a table.
Mm-hmm.
The police said they received a call concerns for the welfare of a person that was locked in the business. Police have a duty, they said, to care and respond to these sorts of things. Yeah, of course.
Clearly this was a medical emergency. The person was face down in soup.
Right.
Unresponsive.
Sounds like a chapter of Rudy Giuliani's life. At any rate, everything's A-okay there, and we don't have to worry about the
person. Well, apparently they broke down the door, and the employer there is like, they're going to pay for this, right? They're going to pay for the door. They're going to fix the door.
Right, fix that door. Here's something to fix. You got a problem getting something really cool for your wife or the lady in your life? I've got the problem fixed, solved. There it is. Get your wife or your lady a naturally nude pajamagram. If you haven't done it yet, just quickly go to pajamagram.com and order it. Save $75. Ask about what else they have at pajamagram.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
53 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We study lots of different things that affect you in your life, like the farm food and family focus that we have every day at this time. Number one item to celebrate today is it's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
That sounds delicious.
People put chocolate on barbecue potato chips.
Oh, strawberries, yeah. Sweet combo, it's good.
Ants, chocolate covered ants. Oh, yum! Let's have some of those.
The delicacy grasshoppers. There was a candy store in Nashville that had chocolate covered crickets and chocolate covered grasshoppers.
Well, apparently there are thousands of chocolate covered anythings. The creative culinary confections that come from chocolate. How about that for an alliteration? Creative chocolate culinary confections. And today's the day we celebrate. This is Chocolate Anything Day. You've been waiting for this day, have you? Well, maybe you should melt some chocolate, find some of the stuff around the house that you don't like to eat, and maybe like broccoli.
Love broccoli. If you don't like broccoli, you're probably not cooking it correctly, but could you imagine chocolate covered broccoli?
I do like broccoli. Yeah, I like broccoli, actually. Chocolate-covered fruit, cookies. I just bought some Girl Scout cookies that three or four different versions have chocolate here, chocolate this, chocolate that.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate fish sticks. How about that?
I don't think I can get behind that one.
Chocolate French fries?
What's that?
Chocolate French fries?
I could get behind that. That's probably the salty sweet thing. Like popcorn that has chocolate in it because it's the salty sweet combination.
No.
I don't like strawberries. They are too sour for me, but I can eat chocolate covered strawberries. It's like the chocolate
covered cherries. They've been doing that since the 1700s. Fast forward to 1960, the idea for chocolate-dipped strawberries took hold. A lady ran a bakery, decided she'd try that. In 2007, chocolate-covered pizza?
Oh, that's a little too much.
Ah.
too far.
Chocolate-covered whatever. Celebrate that with us today while we bring you up to date on the latest recall here on Good Day from the Farm, Food, and Family segment. This is Mountain View Packaging announcing a recall of tons of frozen, ready-to-eat crispy chicken with almonds. Now, that sounds like something I wouldn't want to eat anyway with all these combos of things. So misbranding, undeclared allergens are in the ready-to-eat crispy chicken department from Mountain View Packaging. This is something that was produced last month. Product subject to recall because of the label issue. Apparently somebody who's a meat inspector for the USDA, under the circumstances, the recall is subject to their inspection, but you know what? If there's a question, you just bring it back. They had shrimp and as well as chicken that's done there, and you know, who knows?
Apparently, there was shrimp in
the chicken.
Right.
So you get a shell.
Processed allergy. Like chicken breast is processed chicken.
Right. Yeah. No. Just bring it back. All right. And I love who said this? The product should be thrown away. No. No, no. Return it to the place of purchase. Get your money back. Don't fall for that crap that comes from the company because they don't want to give you your money back because they don't want to lose money on a product that they screwed up. No. Bring it back. Hello. All right, here's a nice story about a New Jersey Christmas tree farm selling. Well, it's a good and a bad story. I guess I would put brackets around it. $20 trees available. Because the fellow that owns the farm has an incurable disease, and so they're calling attention to that. I would think that they'd want to take the money. They'd take whatever their cost is, sell them for the regular price, and put the money into a fund to help this guy pay his bills. Anyway,
yeah,
this is...
I want to spread happiness to other people, and anybody who wouldn't be able to afford a tree. $20 trees.
Yep.
This is so Richard again, also so heartwarming.
Lanza is his name, third generation tree farmer in Mullica Township, New Jersey. The holiday season, not good for him and his family, but beside all of that, he's willing, his daughter and the other people that are selling the stuff have made a point of selling the $20. And you can buy them and just put the money in a box. On the farm at the front door, right?
And if anybody gives an additional donation, that'll go to the Huntington Disease Foundation.
Yep. Well, Merry Christmas to them. I hope the guy's able to overcome his problem. That's the story here. 59 after, you're listening to Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.